This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
One, two, three, four, five.
That really felt like a lifetime.
It did, right? Silence always feels so much longer than it actually is. But that is it. That is the entire window of opportunity. In the time it took me to count to five, a visitor has already landed on your website, judged it, and statistically speaking, probably left.
And in the digital landscape of 2026, if they leave, they are gone. The days of just, you know, easily luring them back with a cheap retargeting ad are completely over.
It sounds a bit dramatic, I know, but that is the reality we are diving into today. We're talking about the 5-second test. It's a concept that has been around in conversion rate optimization, or CRO, for a while, but the stakes have completely changed.
They really have. It's moved from being this sort of nice-to-have design metric to an absolute survival metric.
Exactly. And we're basing this deep dive on a really heavy-hitting article by Joe Medico. The piece is titled, The 5-Second Test. Does your website clearly say what you do before a user scrolls? The 5-Second Test. Optimize your website for 2026 ROI. Joe is the director of client services at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And here's the kicker. The whole thing is specifically framed around optimizing for 2026 return on investment.
Which is such a crucial distinction to make right up front. We aren't talking about the internet of 2020 here. The source material makes it very clear that the rules of engagement have fundamentally shifted because of two massive factors. You've got the maturity of AI agents, and you have the new reality of privacy laws.
Right. So the mission for today's deep dive is pretty straightforward. For all of you listening, we need to figure out why user patience is basically non-existent now. We need to look at how these AI agents are reading your site differently than humans do. And then we need to get highly practical. How do you audit your own site to make sure you aren't just lighting your ad budget on fire?
Or, as the source puts it, making sure you aren't turning your website into a leaky bucket.
Yes, the leaky bucket. Let's actually start with that context. Why is 5 seconds the new minute? I mean, I feel like we used to talk about the 15-second rule back in the day. Why the compression?
It really comes down to user intent. The source argues strongly that we need to stop thinking of websites as digital brochures. That whole mindset is dead. In 2026, your website is the front line of your sales team.
Okay, but hasn't that always been true? I mean, we've always wanted websites to sell things, right?
Well, we have, but the way people actually arrive at your site is different now. Just think about your own browsing habits. You aren't just stumbling around the web aimlessly anymore. You, or honestly, more likely, your AI assistant are executing a very specific search with a very specific intent.
That's true. I'm usually looking for an exact answer, not an exploration. Like, if I need a plumber, I need a plumber right now. If I need enterprise software, I already have a specific checklist in my head.
Precisely. So when a user lands on your page today, their brain is fully in problem-solving mode, not browsing mode. The expectation for an immediate, crystal-clear answer is sky-high. If they have to expend any caloric energy trying to figure out if you can actually solve their problem, they bounce.
Caloric energy. I love that phrasing. Like, literally, if my brain has to work too hard to decode your homepage, I am out of there.
Exactly. The human brain naturally wants the path of least resistance. And bounce is really just the polite clinical industry term for they leave and go to your competitor who explained it better.
And the financial implications of that bounce are so much nastier in 2026 because of the privacy landscape. This is the part of the article that really stood out to me. This whole privacy-first web we're living in.
It is a major constraint now. The source highlights that new privacy laws have effectively blocked all the traditional cookie-based tracking we used to rely on.
So the old playbook where, you know, someone visits your site, they look at a pair of shoes or a B2B software package, they leave. And then you just stalk them with ads on Instagram and news sites for 3 weeks until they submit. That just doesn't work anymore.
It's severely handicapped. Mm-hmm. You cannot rely on retargeting campaigns to fix a bad first impression anymore. You have to capture them the exact moment they land. You basically have one shot. If you don't hook them in those first 5 seconds, you don't get a cheap second chance to follow them around the internet.
Wow. That puts an immense amount of pressure on the above-the-fold content, the stuff you see before you even touch the scroll wheel.
It does. It effectively means your customer acquisition costs your CAC skyrockets if you fail this test. Which brings us right back to that leaky bucket analogy.
Walk us through that. I always love a good visual for this stuff.
Okay, imagine a marketing director. Let's call her Sarah. Sarah is pouring her entire quarterly budget into ads, SEO, sponsorships, that's the water. She is desperately trying to fill the bucket, trying to capture leads. But if the website fails the 5-second test, That bucket has massive holes right in the bottom.
So Sarah is sweating. She's pouring more and more money in.
And the leads are just draining out instantly. You are literally paying to get them there, but your foundation isn't built to keep them.
You're paying for them to be confused. And in 2026, confusion is the single most expensive mistake you can make.
It is, because unlike in 2016, you can't just buy them back with a retargeting pixel for a few cents. Once they leak out, they're usually gone forever.
Okay, so if the pressure is that high, what does a passing grade actually look like? The article talks a lot about moving away from artistic vanity and moving toward clinical precision.
Yes, this is the core shift that has to happen.
I have to play devil's advocate here for a second, though. Clinical precision sounds kind of boring. Don't brands need to be unique? Don't they need to have a distinct vibe? I feel like creative directors everywhere are rolling their eyes at us right now.
They might be, but vibe cannot come at the expense of clarity.
Mm.
The source is very firm on this point. We see so many businesses, especially in the tech and B2B sectors, that really want to sound elevated. They want to be abstract and visionary.
They want to disrupt paradigms.
Please don't. That is exactly what fails the test. The article breaks down the anatomy of a passing site into three very specific components. The first one is the headline. This is the what.
And the rule here is absolutely no poetry.
No poetry. You have to avoid vague, aspirational statements.
Mm.
The source gives a great example of a fail headline. It's elevating your future.
I mean, it sounds nice. It sounds expensive. It sounds like something you'd see on a giant billboard in a sci-fi movie.
But what does it actually mean? Do you sell commercial elevators? Are you a boutique wealth manager? Are you a life coach? Are you a space travel agency?
I have literally no idea.
Right. And in 5 seconds, I'm not going to scroll down to figure it out. I am gone. Now, compare that to the pass example they provide, which is scalable technical backbone for marketing teams.
Okay, that is definitely dry. I will admit it. It is not winning a Pulitzer for poetry. But I know exactly what it is.
And that is the entire point. There is zero guesswork involved. Mm. If I am a marketing director looking for technical infrastructure, I know immediately that I am in the right place. I stay. If I'm looking for a life coach, I leave. That is efficiency. You are filtering the audience instantly.
So the headline isn't just about attracting the right people. It's equally about disqualifying the wrong people so they don't skew your metrics.
Exactly. It functions as a filter.
So component one is the headline, tell me what you are. Component two is the value proposition. And this usually sits right underneath the headline, right?
Yes. This is the why. And the most common mistake here is focusing on the process rather than the result.
Oh, I see this all the time. Companies will write things like, we utilize a proprietary 14-step agile methodology with a distinct focus on cross-functional synergy.
And the user does not care. Not yet, anyway. They don't care about your internal methodology. They care about what they actually get out of it. They want the destination, not the map.
It's like a chef coming out to the table to explain how they sharpen their knife instead of just serving me the steak.
Perfect analogy. Let's look at the past example from the source for this one.
Okay, the source suggests delivering high-quality leads and transparent data so you can focus on the big wins.
That is strong. It hits the tangible deliverable right away, high-quality leads, and then it hits the emotional benefit so you can focus on the big wins.
It connects the service directly to the user's personal success. It basically answers the question, what is in it for me, before the user even has to consciously ask it.
Right. High-quality leads creates money. Transparent data creates trust. Focusing on big wins creates time and status. It hits all the psychological buttons.
And then we have the final piece of the puzzle. Component three, the call to action, the CTA.
This needs to be completely frictionless.
The source mentions using high contrast, which I assume just means make the button pop visually, but the actual text on the button seems to matter even more.
It matters immensely. Vague buttons create cognitive friction. The word submit is a terrible button text. Click here is completely meaningless.
Submit always feels like I'm filing my taxes. It feels like work. It implies I am giving something up to you, like my personal data.
It does. It actually triggers a micro-anxiety in the user. The source suggests using specific low-risk actions instead. Things like book a strategy audit or view the dashboard.
View the dashboard is an interesting one. It implies immediate gratification.
It creates what we call a curiosity gap. You want to see what is behind the curtain. But more importantly, it lowers the perceived risk. It tells the user exactly what is going to happen when they click that button. There is no mystery. Mystery creates anxiety, and anxiety kills conversion.
So, headline, value prop, CTA. If those three are tight and precise, you theoretically pass the test.
Theoretically. But let's actually look at the numbers, because this isn't just academic theory. The data Joe Medico shares on the ROI difference between passing and failing is startling.
Let's talk bounce rate first. We mentioned it earlier, but what are the actual benchmarks for this in 2026?
If your messaging is vague, meaning you have a fail site, you are looking at bounce rates somewhere between 70% and 90%.
That is catastrophic. You're retaining maybe 1 out of 10 people who visit.
It's incredibly inefficient.
Sure.
But if you have clear messaging a pass site, that rate drops to between 30% and 50%.
You're effectively doubling or tripling your retention just by changing the words on the screen. You aren't buying more ads. You are literally just fixing the holes in the bucket.
Exactly. But here is the deeper insight that I think often gets overlooked by marketing teams. It is not just about the volume of leads. It is about the quality of those leads.
How does the 5-second test actually impact lead quality?
Think back to the elevating your future example. If you have a vague headline, you might get some clicks from people who are just curious or confused or looking for something totally different. The source specifically calls these junk leads.
Right. People who thought you were a life coach when you're actually selling enterprise IT services.
Exactly. And then your sales team gets that lead. They spend time calling them. The person answers and says, "Oh, I thought you did X." The salesperson gets frustrated. They wasted their time.
Which costs the company real money.
Huge amounts of money. Whereas a pass site, because you were so clinically precise up front, the only people who actually click book strategy audit are the ones who genuinely need a technical backbone for their marketing team.
So your overall volume might technically go down, but your actual conversion to revenue goes way up.
Precisely. You get precision targeted high intent leads. And that solves the reporting nightmare too. Instead of sitting in a meeting asking, why is traffic high but sales are low, you can actually draw a direct transparent line. You spent X amount and you made Y amount.
Now, I want to pivot to what I think is absolutely the most 2026 part of this entire deep dive. We spent a lot of time talking about convincing humans, but the source brings up this concept of AI search trust.
This is the frontier. This is what absolutely everyone listening needs to be paying attention to right now.
The article mentions that AI search engines, we're talking tools like Gemini, ChatGPT, Perplexity, they prioritize entities. That sounds very sci-fi to me. Can you break down what an entity actually is in this context?
Sure. Think of the entire internet as a giant, incredibly messy library. To a human, your business is a brand. It has a logo, a color scheme, a vibe. But to an AI crawler, your business is just a data point. It's an entity. The AI needs to be able to categorize you in its internal knowledge graph. It needs to be able to say definitively, Company X is a provider of Y services for Z audience.
It basically needs to put you in a neat little box.
It craves the box. It requires the box to function. If your site fails the 5-second test, if it's full of poetic fluff like elevating your future, you are sending ambiguous signals to the AI. The crawler comes to your site, reads the headline, and goes, I have absolutely no idea what this is.
It's just as confused as the human.
It is confused. And here is the key takeaway. A confused AI will not recommend you, period. When a user asks their AI agent, who is the best technical partner for marketing? The AI will only pull from and recommend entities it clearly understands and trusts.
So by being clinically precise for the human reader, you are also essentially feeding the exact right training data to the AI.
You are teaching the AI who you are and what you do. The source refers to this as achieving clear entity definition.
That is a massive realization. We so often think of SEO as this dark art of buying backlinks and tweaking hidden meta tags. But what you're saying is that in 2026, the best SEO is just absolute clarity.
It is the complete convergence of user experience and technical SEO. They are the same thing now. If you confuse the human, you confuse the machine. If you respect the human's time with clear messaging, the machine recognizes that and rewards you with authority.
Which brings us to a really interesting paradox that the source highlights. We are spending all this time talking about machines, algorithms, AI agents, but the core argument of the article is actually advocating for a human-first approach.
It is a paradox, for sure, but it makes perfect sense when you step back. Despite all this advanced tech processing the web, who is ultimately pressing the buy button?
A very stressed out, impatient human being.
Exactly. Human psychology hasn't evolved nearly as fast as our technology has. Deep down, we are still wired to seek clarity and actively avoid confusion. The source uses a really beautiful phrase for this. They talk about building a bridge of trust.
I really like that phrase. It implies a genuine connection, not just a cold transaction.
Because clarity is trust. Just think about when you meet someone at a networking event or a party who speaks in buzzwords and riddles. versus someone who looks you in the eye and tells you exactly what they do, who do you instinctively trust more?
The straight shooter. Always. The riddle guy always feels like he's trying to hide something or trick me.
The exact same psychology applies to websites. The source mentions the transparency problem. Users in 2026 are highly skeptical. They've been burned by vaporware and empty promises. They want to know the why behind the what.
They want to know you aren't hiding a lack of substance behind slick design.
Clear messaging naturally signals confidence. It says to the user, we know exactly what we do, we know we are very good at it, and here it is. Vague messaging signals deep insecurity. Feels like you're trying to hide the fact that you don't actually solve a real problem.
So passing this test signals that you are a reliable partner, not, as the source puts it, a technical headache.
And absolutely nobody has time for another technical headache.
Okay, so we're sold. The stakes are clear. We need to pass the test. We need to be clear for both the humans and the bots. But how do we actually do it? I feel like if I go look at my own website right now, I'm going to cheat. I already know what I do, so I can't unknow it to test it fairly.
You are the absolute worst person to judge your own website. It's what we call the curse of knowledge. Your brain automatically fills in the blanks that your new visitors can't see. You know internally that elevating future means selling marketing software, so you just naturally assume everyone else gets it too.
So how do the listeners run a valid test without hiring an expensive fancy agency to do it? The source actually gives a DIY method for this.
It is deceptively simple, but it is brutal.
Step one.
You need a stranger.
So not your mom, not your co-founder, not your lead developer.
No. Someone who has zero context about your business.
Yeah.
Go to a coffee shop. Buy someone a latte in exchange for a minute of their time.
Okay. I've got my stranger. I've bought the latte. Now what?
Step two. Show them your homepage. But, and this is the critical part, show it to them for exactly 5 seconds. Actually time it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then shut the laptop.
Step three. Ask them two very specific questions. Question one, what does this company do?
And question two,
who is it for?
That seems almost too simple to be effective.
I highly recommend you try it. You will be amazed at how many million-dollar companies completely fail. If that stranger cannot answer those two questions accurately, like if they say, I think they do finance, when you actually do marketing operations, you have failed the test.
Even if the site looked beautiful, even if the graphics were custom and the animations were amazing.
Especially if it looked beautiful. If they remember the nice blue gradient, but not the actual product you sell, you failed. You built a piece of modern art. You didn't build a sales tool.
That is a really tough pill to swallow for a lot of branding and design teams.
It is. But it completely cuts through all the internal corporate politics.
Yeah.
You can argue about brand voice and color palettes in a boardroom for hours. You cannot argue with a stranger in a coffee shop who genuinely has no idea what you sell. It provides pure, unfiltered user experience data.
And if you do fail,
then you have work to do immediately. You rewrite. You simplify. You strip away all the artistic vanity until the actual utility shines through. Because if that stranger in the coffee shop is confused, so is your potential customer, and so is Google's AI crawler.
And you're just pouring more and more water into that leaky bucket.
Exactly.
You know, looking at this whole topic holistically, what really stands out to you the most? We've covered the tech, the privacy laws, the deep psychology of it all.
I think what resonates most deeply with me is the idea that clarity is the ultimate form of respect.
Respect for the user.
Yes. In 2026, we are all just bombarded with endless streams of information. We are drowning in it every day. AI is desperately trying to filter it for us, but we are still completely overwhelmed. By being precise, by stripping away the fluff, you are showing deep respect for the user's limited time and attention.
And attention is really the most valuable currency we have left in this economy.
It absolutely is. The source makes a great point that user patience has reached an all-time low. Now, you could view that as a negative. You can complain, oh, people are just so impatient now. Or you could view it as a massive competitive advantage.
How so?
Because most of your competitors are still out there trying to be poetic. They're still paying agencies to write, elevate your future. If you were the one single site in your niche that is clear, concise, and respectful of my time, you win. You earn the initial trust.
It's basically a way to stand out simply by fitting into exactly what the user actually wants.
By being relentlessly useful.
So, to recap the mission we started out with today, the 5-second test isn't just some superficial design critique. It is the fundamental benchmark for business efficiency in 2026.
It reduces your bounce rates, which directly saves your ad money. It improves your lead quality, which saves your sales team's time. And it establishes crucial trust with AI search engines, which future-proofs your entire SEO strategy.
And it all comes down to swapping out artistic vanity for clinical precision.
That is the mantra to remember.
So here is our challenge to you, the listener. Don't just nod along to this deep dive while you're driving or working. Go look at your own digital frontline today. Open your website right now. Or, even better, go find that stranger at the coffee shop.
Be brave enough to ask them the two questions.
Are you being poetic? Or are you being precise? It's a scary question to ask, but a deeply necessary one for your ROI.
Absolutely. And, you know, I actually have one final thought to leave everyone with, something that really stuck with me regarding the whole AI shift we discussed.
Let's hear it.
We are moving extremely fast into a world where AI agents might be the ones filtering the entire web for us before we even look at a screen. We might not even visit websites in the traditional scrolling sense very soon. Our agents will just go out and fetch the verified info.
That is exactly where the technology is heading.
So think about this. If your website cannot explain itself in 5 seconds to a human being, how can you possibly expect an AI agent to recommend it as a trusted entity to its user? If the robot cannot clearly read you, you simply do not exist.
That is a genuinely haunting thought to end on. Your entire business might be completely invisible simply because your homepage is trying too hard to be clever.
In the digital world of 2026, yes, that is the reality.
Well, on that slightly terrifying note, it is definitely time to go audit some headlines. Thank you for tuning in to this deep dive. We really hope you learned something highly valuable to take back to your teams today.
Keep testing, and above all, keep it clear.
We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.